Welcome to Late Nights with Trav.
And Los at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
Yeah. 2:25 p.m.
It's not a late night because my wife won't let me out of the house tonight.
Aww.
So it's a late afternoon. So it's been a weird day for me.
Yeah.
I sent out an email this morning. Did you catch that?
I got that.
Yeah.
Your birthday email, right?
It's my birthday, yeah. That's kind of like where I'm at right now. It's actually an interesting thing. So sometimes people respond directly to the email newsletter.
Right.
This one gentleman responded, and he was like, oh, hey, I know you're having such a dire day today. And, you know, and then he kind of like gave some like good advice. And just like, you know, we went back and forth. And I was like, I don't think I meant to say that I was having a bad day. I didn't mean to. I said I misrepresented myself in that email.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you wrote that you had a bad day. And I was like, oh, but I also wrote, because I also wrote this email, and I said so in the note. I wrote it like, you know, 5 days ago.
Right.
Scheduled it, and he wrote back, and he was like, well, you you said, like, with English, you said this. It wasn't even implied that you're having a hard day or whatever. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because it kind of just, I don't know, shows like there is some type of progression,
right,
with how I'm approaching this day. Okay. where I guess I was assuming that it would be a tough one, and then today I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling very quiet and solemn still.
Right.
But it's not dark at all.
Okay. Was it dark 5 days ago?
Yeah, it always is.
Happy birthday, Travis. I'm in a dark place.
You know what the worst thing for me is? Like, the worst part of birthdays is when people call you on the phone and just start singing. Or they leave. So I don't answer my phone anymore on my birthday. I just let it go to voicemail. And people still sing. And if I answer the voicemail and it's like, I just delete it. I don't even care who it was from.
So when Travis got to my house today, I met him outside. And I think I started singing happy birthday.
Yeah.
In a joking way. Yeah. I'm glad I stopped in like three words in.
It's bad. No, it's not. I mean, but the phone call is the worst, right? Because you have to like hold a device to your face and listen to this screechy microphone and like a group of people, likely, so they're on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Like if it's like your family or,
right,
or you know, and my wife's family is really into this.
Yeah.
They like, so I'm probably talking directly about them, but they, yeah, they call and it's really, I don't know what to do. I think that's the worst thing. You're sitting there and people are singing directly at you. And
it's a recording. Right? Is it?
No. Well, I'm saying if they catch you.
Right.
If they catch you and you're like, hello, happy birthday. Oh. And then you have to wait 40 seconds or more, depending on how, you know, they sing it. And it's like, afterwards, what do you do? You go, thank you.
You should interrupt and kind of duck and say, sing to me.
Sing. We also released a podcast today.
We did.
And this is number two. Well, this is episode three, but it's the second time we've released.
Yes.
Right? So this will be the second release day for us.
Yes.
And before I left to come over here, I looked at the stats, and it looked like around 100 people had downloaded it.
Okay.
When I woke up, which was like around 6:30 or so,
okay,
it was about 75 or 76.
Okay.
And what I'm taking from that is that about 70 people are, air quotes, subscribed, and their phone has automatically downloaded those things.
Right.
Not that they've listened already, but
it's on the queue.
It's on the queue. Mm. And that's good. You want to be on the queue, right?
High five, guys. Thank you.
High five. Yes. To you guys who are subscribed and downloading, thank you. That's really cool. It's like a magical, wonderful world that we live in that, I don't know, we can just like have a conversation late at night and then
invite a mini audience to join
us. Yeah, and can you imagine if 75 people were in this room?
They wouldn't fit.
They wouldn't fit. No, not at all. But like, can you imagine if there's 75? Yeah, that right now.
Right.
If they haven't tuned out because we're not even talking about creative work. If there's 75 or more, you know,
yeah,
at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's about 100 people in the day,
yeah,
who have at least said that they'd like to listen to, if not have already listened. And
right,
one of our more active feedback-giving audience members, Eric Ellenbrook,
right,
is he's always on our Twitter, and he's left really great comments.
Yes.
I just want to give him a shout out, because it's people like that, especially when, you know, new things are launching, that just really, like, not necessarily like add to the numbers, right? It's right. not about the numbers when you're dealing with a specific individual,
right?
But they really make it real.
Yeah,
they make it almost worthwhile, and I experienced this when I was starting my YouTube channel.
Dev Tips, right?
That's right, Dev Tips. That you'll kind of talk into the darkness for a little while.
Yeah,
and with this, because there's already like
an established listener
velocity.
Base.
Yeah, there's like was it inertia from Dev Tips carrying over into this podcast.
Right,
it's the transitional span of talking into the darkness is a lot lower. Yeah. Although we did have like 3 months of it,
right?
Because we didn't publish anything. But right. Anyway, it's those voices early on. People like Eric, people that are on Twitter and like keeping up with the conversation there and giving us feedback, positive or negative, that really kind of bring life into the experience of podcasting and of publishing in general.
Yeah, it makes it real. And not only that, so I love getting feedback in anything that I do.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And when it's constructive feedback that makes the product better is also awesome. But that's also encouraging to, I want to reciprocate, and I also want to give feedback to these listeners if, you know, they ever reach out, right? And what I mean, what, you know.
Yeah, no, this is a good point, because let's just talk about this point. Eric, whom we already mentioned,
right,
recently released a product called Morning Pages.
Oh, right, right.
And I'll put a link in the show notes. But he was inspired by an author, I forget the name right now, I apologize, but the idea is that, you know, it's like those what we've been talking about for a little while, actually, early wake, early write.
Right.
So you wake up and you write 3 pages worth of, did you mention this already?
Free write.
Free writing.
Morning free write.
It's called Morning, but it's just like a specific program.
Okay. Right.
So anyway, so he made an app for that where you go, and it's interesting because the idea is not that you're publishing to the world, like on Medium or, you know, any, like the myriad of any other operations like that. But the idea is that you are keeping it for yourself. You have goals, and you can like earn badges and stuff. Like if you like,
oh, cool,
you keep up a streak and what have you.
Cool.
But essentially everything is private. You're not linking your Twitter account or anything,
okay,
you know, like that. And it's only read by the public if you elect it to be.
Right.
But in general, the idea is that you keep it to yourself and you learn from yourself and you document your learning and growth by doing this exercise of writing 3 pages every day.
Right.
And you can write more, but they, you know, it's oriented around this specific length. Mm. Less or more, you need to write 3 pages.
Right.
So shout out to that. That's really cool. That came across my Twitter this week. Mm. I have, you know, I have so many things going on in my brain. It's like a car crash right now.
Did what? You write it down?
I wrote a lot of things down. I wrote down maybe 3 different scripts for this episode.
Okay.
In fact, the other day when I texted you, I said, hey, can I host? Because this is your hosting day.
This is my hosting day.
And I said, hey, it's my birthday. Can I host?
Yeah.
I have something to say.
Right.
And then I promptly forgot what I wanted to say. It's trees. I forgot. But I did want to actually talk to you about something you mentioned earlier this week. And this, you know, apologize to all you listeners. This is kind of like housekeeping. We want to like just kind of talk. I just like really want to celebrate the connection that I feel with you guys, and that I'm, you know, the way that Los and I are coming together on this project. We worked on a few other creative projects, but that's always been for other people.
Right.
Those have been commissions and things. But this is a project that we are doing together, and I'm just really, really enjoying it. So I kind of want to dwell with this, if you guys will indulge me. You mentioned you wanted to do like some type of, you wanted to have a way to facilitate a longer conversation. And we have a Twitter, and we're pretty prompt with our responses, and we try to be active on that. But you mentioned Patreon. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, so Patreon is an online service launched this year. Correct? And what Patreon does...
Do you know who launched it?
I don't know who launched it.
Jack Conte.
Who's that?
Oh my god!
I'm not good with names.
No, no, I'm not expecting you to. Do you know Pamplemousse? You've seen their music videos?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the guy, the beardy guy.
He
did Jack Conte. I have a man crush on Jack. Oh, I've met him a few times. He is the single coolest person. He stole my iPhone in the middle of a concert. Did I ever tell you about this?
No.
When I was at VidCon, Pamplemousse, his band, was playing a set, and he jumped into the crowd and was going wild and was getting everybody to dance, and I was videotaping it. He took my phone and told me to dance, and I was like, all right, this is going great. And he took and he still has my phone, jumps up on stage, finishes the song, and then he starts selfie recording himself, right, talking to the crowd and everything. Right. It's really funny. And then after the show, gave me back my phone, and we talked for a while.
That's
and
cool.
Talked to his crew, and just shout out to everybody actually who I met at VidCon, especially Peter Hollins, who recently. Do you know who Jackie Ivanko is?
No.
I found out about Jackie Ivanko. She's a vocalist, like she's an operatic kind of singer.
Right.
She was on America's Got Talent a few years ago, and she was only like a little girl, like less than 12. Like she was. I don't want to say the age because I know I'm going to be wrong, but she was like really, really.
She was young.
She was so young, but she was so adorable. You know, like she was like this America's sweetheart kind of mode about her.
Right.
And she has amazing voice, like jaw dropping, bringing the roof down voice.
Right.
This little package walks into the out into the stage. You know, hi, my name. You know, this whole like so cute, and everybody's like, oh, okay, dear, let's just hear it. Okay, that's going to be okay, cute.
Right.
And then kaboom, like drops. Dropped it. It was incredible. Dropped and everybody, yes, everybody was just like, eyes were like open, jaws in their laps, you know, like it was just one of those incredible TV moments. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Jackie Ivanko. But recently Peter, my friend, who's a singer, I've met him through doing working with YouTubers, and he's a user of our product, and he's a really, really cool, really great guy. And he did do you know the song Hallelujah?
Yes, yes.
So good, right. Like in especially in terms of like a cappella singing, and he does like all the percussion and everything vocally, right, and everything. It's really, really he's one of the best on YouTube.
To be fair, I saw you tweet this, and I haven't seen the video.
Oh yeah, I did tweet it. Yeah, right. Look at that. Like, yeah, everybody, check out that video. Yeah. It's really good. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, so shout out to all those people that you know we met. The Vsauce guys and a bunch of other people at VidCon, but Jack was so cool. He was in. We talked for a long time. I showed him like my iPad instruments because I do the other YouTube channel where I make music with my iPad.
Right.
And he was just like so down for everything and just loved creators. He loved helping and enabling stuff. So he does. He has music. He also does like electronica music on his own outside of Pamplemousse. And then he also is the CEO of Patreon.
Right.
Which is a platform to enable content creators, serial content creators. So it's not just like a Kickstarter,
right,
like a one-time thing. It's like people who make consistent content. And how would we potentially use this?
So what would this be? It would be, to my earlier points, I'd love to, because we're getting feedback, and I also would love to give feedback to those that are listening, who are muddling through the process, who are thinking of career changes, who are thinking of how to become a better creator in this economy.
So what, like mentoring our listeners?
Kind of like a ask me anything. And
okay.
A-M-A? Always ask me anything.
Always ask me anything.
Right, because the goal I see is it being a community where...
Late nights being a community.
Late nights being a community where people can come and talk about the projects that they're working on. And what have you, and we take the time to help and mentor to our capacity, right?
And that's an interesting point that you mentioned.
Yeah.
To our capacity.
Yeah, it's to our capacity
because
we'll be spread thin, right?
Yeah.
And so
we're already there.
Right, we're already there. So the goal is to create this culture where everyone helps each other. Right, and everyone learns from their experiences, right? And I want to be the catalyst to creating a community as such.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have a voice and we have listeners that are coming on, it'd be cool to go onto Patreon and use that as a community for other makers to communicate with one another, right? And we would be the catalyst to getting that going.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy Twitter and maybe comments in iTunes, maybe comments at travenlos.com, per episode, but I want to focus the conversation in a place that is built around a community and enabling a community, right? Twitter is great for quick, like, customer service outreaches.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Right. But it's not a place to have long form discussion.
This is true.
Right. And so that's where I see Patreon going. But you mentioned Patreon also, I forget when, but I remember you mentioning it, and I've taken a greater look at it. But how does it work? Do you know the process of Patreon?
Yeah. So being technical about it, like, here's the elevator pitch. It's a way for fans of Serial content to contribute to the production of said content.
Right.
And they do that in a number of ways, but probably the main and most obvious way is by contributing money.
Right. And is there, and I haven't gone this far, but how much money can they contribute? Is it like a contribute what you find as valuable? How does that go? Is it set by the creators?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's similar to Kickstarter, where, like, they have levels.
Okay.
So you would say, like, let's say, for example, if you contribute $3,
right,
then you're at, like, the gold level.
Right.
And there are certain types of perks.
Right.
Right. And then if you contribute like $10, it's a, you know, the platinum level.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there are elevated perks beyond the gold.
Right. And is this a per episode or is this as a subscription thing?
I think there's two
models.
Two models. You can do it per release, and as the creator you can denote which is a paid release or like a Patreon subscribing release or not. So, for example, I have committed myself to one video on my YouTube channel a week.
Right.
And so that would be 4 videos a month, right?
Right.
Well, let's say it's Thursday and I had a really great idea and I made another video, or I made a special video for an anniversary of something. And I often do this. Like, sometimes I've done 3 videos a week.
Right.
Well, you know, would it be fair to, like, if I'm getting $20 a video for, you know, this guy, this person who wants to, really loves the work and wants to contribute,
right,
all of a sudden, like, instead of expecting $20 this week, I ask 60 from him, you know?
Right.
Like, would that be fair? So they enable the creator to, like, identify which of their releases are paid releases, right, I guess you'd say. Yeah.
Right.
And then the other mode, sorry to cut you off, the other mode is to say just monthly.
Right, right.
So it's more a little bit more stable.
So, and those that are listening, we're talking about this on air. We're
discussing it now.
We're discussing it. One of our goals is to be transparent as possible, to see how we think about business, entrepreneurship, or just creation. Mm-hmm. Right? And this is part of it. And so I already like the monthly over the, like, hey, here are the set goals. Right, because
set goals,
meaning like $3, $6, $9.
Oh, no, it would be like you can choose to do $6 a month,
yeah,
or you could choose to do $9 a month,
right? So, that's what I'm saying is that I like the monthly,
As opposed to every release,
Here are some reservations, right? Yeah. Is that we just started, and the goal is, and the hope is that we provide enough value that you guys stick around and listen,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. And so, I think we're trying to provide value, you know, as a very relaxed environment late night. So with Trav and Los, where we, where sometimes
it's late night.
It's late nights at 2 p.m. So we roll here.
The sun is so up, but it's late.
My basement dark.
Your basement flooded, didn't it?
It did flood. But let's... Yeah.
That's the studio.
That's the studio.
We need money to repair.
No. I'm just getting the sandbags today and throwing them.
Because it's going to be a big storm this weekend.
Big storm today.
Today?
Tonight, 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. Like a
24-hour period. My boss sent out a note and he was like, if you guys want to work at home, like,
yeah,
probably a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. And guys,
I'm going to go out in it, though.
I do want to go out.
I'm going to walk to work tomorrow with my slicker.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
With your iPad?
Well, in my backpack. But I wear a slicker. What's it called?
Poncho.
I wear a poncho. I keep it in my backpack. Yeah, I do.
That's good. I believe you.
Yeah, I don't like umbrellas.
No.
Effing umbrella. I need my hands.
Yeah.
I need to put those in my handbags. My handbag? My pockets.
My handbags.
My Travis pockets are handbags. My pockets are called handbags now.
Oh, okay.
I just renamed them. Umbrellas are stupid because you have to hold them, and then your hand gets cold.
Yeah.
And you can't... What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with a cold hand? It's like it becomes a meat paddle.
Umbrellas are for people to hold them for you as you walk with your hands in your pocket.
That is what I'm all about. But even still, like if you wear an umbrella, you're going to have like the rain coming into the side and hitting right. you on the shoulder. At least with a poncho, you're going to be dry, except for, you know, your knees down. Right. Those things are going to be soaked. Right. Cause there's no way to avoid that.
Yeah, so back to this Patreon
thing. No, let's talk about flooding more.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Patreon.
So Patreon. So what my goal is to provide enough value in a community where people want to support, right, what we provide, and hopefully there's enough value.
And I think the support is the key word, right? So it's not like they're paying us.
No.
We want to, I don't know, it's like this weird, like...
Here's why.
It's this weird thing, like you're like, I don't, as a creator, you're not my boss.
Yeah.
Like, you're not paying me for this.
Right.
I'm not giving to you this for money.
Right.
I'm not making this for money.
Right.
In fact... You can get all of this for free. Right. You don't have to be a patron.
Right.
The goal. And you said support.
Yeah, support, right? And like, it's like, oh, cool, I like what you guys are doing. I support your endeavor. Like, keep going. You know, I mm-hmm. value what you're, I want to be a part of this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to be a part of it. And in return, what you're getting is a community where everyone has this culture of helping one another and helping find mentors that are in the future.
Yes. Right. Actually, to be very specific and technical about the Patreon service,
right.
The people who are patrons, they do get extra access to things.
Yeah.
For example, we can release a patron-only podcast
right.
episode. We could have, what are they called, video chats with them.
Right. You can tune in 30 minutes before we start, and we're just chatting, and then we're like, all right, we're recording now.
That's right. Yeah, we could do pre-shows and post-shows with them. That's true. And there's also this idea of milestones, I think. So the only reason I know this is because I've looked into it pretty heavily in relation to dev tips.
Mm.
I know that I want to make the community more solid on dev tips. Mm-hmm. I want, because I get a lot of communication. I get a lot of emails for dev tips.
Right.
And I kind of want to make that a place where people... It's like more of a destination instead of like, what do I do now? I'll just email Travis.
Yeah. And, you know,
then I was looking at Patreon for that. And that's kind of how I have a more in-depth knowledge about it. And also I'm like interested in the space. I work for a company that's in the space. But where was I going with that? Oh, milestones.
Right.
There are milestones. So like if you, like, let's say your first milestone is $100 mm-hmm. and people contribute $10, 10 people do it. We release a podcast. Now we have $100.
Right.
You use a milestone to commit and celebrate an achievement.
Right.
So you celebrate an achievement and you commit to using that money for something that will actually return value to the patrons.
Yeah.
For example, get a better microphone
or,
you know, like hire an editor or something, you know what I mean?
Or a pop filter, which I need to get.
You need a pop filter. So do I. I watched this video. It's a movie called I Know That Voice. Have you seen this movie? It's on Netflix.
No,
it's a documentary about voice actors.
Oh, cool.
It's really good. It's like all of like the cartoons that you've grown up with, and it, like you get to see their faces, and it's interesting. Like there's like a number of people who do everything.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, Bender from Futurama?
Yeah.
He's Jake the dog. And his list is really big. He's like all these two things. But those are the two that I remember. I have a really bad memory.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know they have a bad memory?
It's your birthday.
No, what? That doesn't even account for. Did you know that? A bad memory?
No, I didn't know that.
I have a horrible memory. And my wife was telling me last night, she goes, that's probably the worst thing about being married to you. And I'm like,
thank you.
Like that's pretty heavy to drop during dinner, like when our kids are around. You have a bad memory. And she said, she's like, it's really hard because I need to tell you several times that something is going to, like if there's a contingency, like you need to be home by this time this can happen. Like she has to tell me several times. And basically if it doesn't end up in my calendar or an alert on my phone.
You live by your calendar, you forget.
And that's the thing. I don't even really actively use the calendar. I just like, if I'm disrupted and I pay attention to something, then I'll perform an action. Otherwise, right. And this goes back, like, you know how like every one of your features, every one of your faults is also a blessing, like a strength.
Right.
Like on the flip side, like I will
focus
the crap. You know, like right. Focus the crap. I will focus until the day is long. Like I can do one thing all day long.
Right.
And I can get it done.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is that I will ignore everything and everyone else until I come up for air.
Right.
And I love that about myself. Right. That's like one of my favorite things. But the people who have to deal with that, i.e. my wife,
yeah,
my family, she said, that's the worst thing about being married to me. And I go, yeah, well, it pays your bills. where were we? Patreon.
Yeah, so Patreon. So what's the value that we give back? I think the value is the community, right? And yeah. And to your point, which I think I've learned from watching you with Dev Tips, is you help people, your channel is about development tips for designers, right? That's how it began, right?
There's
multifaceted. Mm.
It's multifaceted.
It's multifaceted. Focused.
Like a diamond.
Like a focused diamond. It's your birthday. And so
I want to talk about my birthday sometime when we're ready.
We will.
This is good though. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, this is good. So what I'm getting to is you answer a lot of questions to your DevTips community. Mm-hmm. And I foresee that we will be answering a lot of questions to the late night community for Tribe and Los. And I want these answers. I want to take the time to have constructive and thought out answers. But these answers are best served in a community where everyone can see the question, then the answer.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, that's going to have more value to everybody. Right. And it's going to be exponential instead of just a one-to-one kind of thing, like an email.
Right, like email. So I'm pretty confident that we may go to Patreon as a way to have deeper access and make ourselves more available to the community.
Okay, so here's my take on it. And keep in mind, dear listener, that we're discussing this right now.
Right.
And while we don't usually do this kind of thing, we like to have a prepared topic and give you value immediately. I think this might be interesting because it does affect you guys.
It does.
I think that we don't need it right now.
Okay. Explain this.
And the reason is because our emails are not bursting yet.
Right.
And I think that I don't know, and this is probably, and maybe I'm being too conservative, and maybe this is also what's holding DevTips back a little bit, is that I really like hold on tight to things.
Right.
I had somebody, a wonderful person from our DevTips community, who wanted to start editing videos for me.
Right.
I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. That would take away half my workload.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'll send you something in a few days. That night I recorded something and sat down and I was like, nope. And then I edited it that night and stayed up till 2 a.m. that night.
Right.
And like walked into work as a zombie. And why did I do that? Part of the reason is because I'm an idiot. The other part is because I'm not trying to be efficient.
Right.
I'm not trying to make money. Right. I'm not trying to, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm not trying to be a beneficiary of this.
Right.
The benefit that I get from this is the support and the love and the communication and the relationships that are built because of it.
Right.
And this is, again, another like weird bias that's coming in, that I feel like if I started putting into practice, but see, it's hard because I know that it's going to have to get to that point.
Right.
I know that even actually this year, DevTips is going to have to become a place where, there are certain walls around it.
Right.
Because it is encroaching on my personal life in a really big way.
Right.
And I don't think that late nights is there yet.
Mm.
So maybe, but I think, I don't know. So we're discussing this a lot.
Yeah, it's hard because here's another facet of it that I like of Patreon.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to me into this.
Is that when you have a community and if it is paid, and say it's like $3.99, some arbitrary number, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll... an effect that it has, it makes the people that enter the community know that they're paying for value, and so they will also try to contribute value.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes.
What you get?
Wait, that's a really great right, point.
Because what you get from Quora or Reddit,
are they paid?
No, they're not paid. Is that in the answers? They've cultured a nice community for Q&As, but in the answers, you have some trolls.
You do, yeah.
And that takes away from the value of the community. And I want to have a valuable community. And so just making a small barrier, it's kind of like with client work, when you don't set your prices out on your website. Hmm. And that already, and people, and let's say you'd leave a caveat on your site where it's like, I price based on the project, value-based pricing. Mm-hmm. And if that's not good enough and you want a pricing, this is probably a relationship that we don't want to have mm-hmm. with one another. You're already filtering. You're already creating an environment for the clients that you want to work with, right?
This is a good point. Like, even though I'm really hesitant.
Yeah.
You know, I do see this value of it makes the people who are in that community, it like really increases the experience for them.
Yes.
I do see that.
Yes. And so I want that to happen, right? And mm-hmm. and if we do this, then what we'll do is we'll have our normal releases, and then we'll come up with something cool where we provide more value to Patreon listeners.
That's the other problem. Just the other part of it.
Yeah.
And which is actually a hurdle for me.
Yeah.
You have to increase your output.
Right.
To provide, I mean, this obvious sounds logical when I say this, you need to increase your output to provide more value for your patrons. That makes a lot of sense, obviously. But like, the point is that like, we are stretching.
Right.
And that's the reason we did the trial.
Right.
Two, 3 months to make sure that we could do this.
Right.
We want to do this.
Right.
We're in it. And we have committed ourselves. And we've measured that commitment, and we think we can do it.
That's why you're here at 2 p.m.
Such a right. Night. Yeah, tonight is not available. My wife has a pre-existing commitment,
right?
And I need to accommodate. So I, you know what I mean? I took my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm here. On my birthday.
On your birthday.
So you need to, if you're going to have a paid community, you have to increase the output.
Yeah, yeah.
I
believe that a little bit, because it's not so much about increasing the output. It's about increasing value.
Okay.
Right? And maybe the increase in value is just making yourself more available to answering questions or giving feedback.
Which is, I mean, it I is, don't want to argue with you, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. That is increasing output. I mean, like, I've made it a point to try to answer every comment on my YouTube channel.
Right.
And at first, you know how easy that was? It was so easy.
Super easy.
Nobody called.
Yeah.
It was delightful even.
Right.
Like, oh, you noticed? And I'm like making this weird like hand motion, like this little praying thing next to my heart, right? You noticed? And I'm gushing. And but now like I log in the morning, I'm at work, and I have 50 comments I need. I have 50 right. individuals who've said something, and I need to respond to every one of them.
Right, right.
And it's not small anymore.
No, it's not. And so mm-hmm. that's where I'm where I like to go with this, is that the initial point is you provide value as someone who's answering questions, but mm-hmm. it gets to the point where you need to scale,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can't have your max at your output,
mm-hmm.
right? But this is when the hope is you've by you shepherding the community and an ethos to communicating with one another, that starts bleeding into other people, and then you could just start saying, hey guys, these are the questions I answered, right?
Mm.
And here's a list of 20 questions that I haven't had time to answer. I'm leaving it up to you guys as a community for dev tips, or a community for late nights to help each other out.
Here
you
go. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Here you go. Because
and actually, yeah. And just to rebut on my own point, like, let's say for example, if dev tips was a paid community and only the patrons could comment,
right?
Would I have 50 comments? I probably have three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like it would be a lot of the people who watch, I love every one of you, mm-hmm. but you may not interact if there was a cost to you. So at the point right now, I'm creating free content.
Right.
And my interaction, my time before and after and throughout the right. week is also free.
Yeah.
It's not just the video I make for free, but the interaction that takes place every day is also free.
Yes.
I wonder if the interaction volume would be scaled down.
I think so.
And maybe even more qualified. This is what we call in sales, we call a qualified lead.
Right.
Right? Like, so it's not just who wants to buy a bicycle. It's like, hey, I have a friend who needs a bicycle.
Right.
And it's a qualified lead.
Right.
And so those comments might be a little bit more thought out, might be from people who are a little bit more engaged mm-hmm. and want and need that support.
Right. And that's the goal for me. Yeah. And I think
and you made also, just so I can cover that other point you made, yeah. that it's more likely that the people who are in the community together
right.
would be more supportive of each other.
Right.
And I've noticed this, and it actually delights me a great deal when in the comments one, dev tipper,
yeah.
yes, is answering questions and not even answering questions, but like even going the extra mile of like, hey, I didn't understand this and I worked real hard and I figured it out. Here's my answer, guys. And then they post the, right. you know, the whole write up in the comments. And right. it's like, whoa, that's awesome.
Right, right, right.
It's the best.
Right.
And so that might happen. Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off. That might happen more often. I'm just throwing it. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
So my hypothesis,
you can tell I'm so conflicted. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and like DevTips is your baby.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I, guys, I'm all about.
I love late nights too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like
late nights. Late nights is my mistress late at night.
Oh, I love mistresses. So, yeah. So look for that, guys. We may jump on Patreon. We may not. And I'm open to failing in front of you guys and getting criticism. And
maybe I'm afraid of that. Maybe I'm afraid of those two things. Opening the doors of Patreon and number one, nobody signing up.
Right.
And number two, everybody saying, why?
Right.
Why would you do this to us?
Right.
I'm afraid.
You are afraid.
I don't like fear. What does fear do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing good. I wrote about this on my notes, you my did newsletter.
Your newsletter. Travis has a newsletter. Can they subscribe via TravisNielsen.com?
It's TravisNielsen.com, yeah.
Yeah, so you can subscribe and get the newsletter. It's pretty good.
I call them notes.
They're notes, yeah. They're Travis notes. He thinks it's like it's his reflection on life, and he sends out notes.
I sent a birthday note today. Can I read you some of it?
Yeah, read some of it.
Okay. So, if I haven't made it clear in the podcast already, today's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Okay.
It's
registered.
It is registered.
I'm eagerly waiting.
Yeah, and so this will be actually more of the topic of the podcast now.
Do you want to conclude the Patreon?
Do we have to have a conclusion?
No, not as a decision, but conclude the our next steps. We'll think about it.
Basically, I'm not ready to make a commitment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am interested. Okay, so yeah, if this is how we'll conclude it. Yeah. You guys know that we're answering all our questions on at Trav and Los on Twitter.
Right.
And we're really enjoying your interactions there, and we retweet you guys if you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
if you're self-aggrandizing, but we would like to involve you guys in this decision. How about that? How about that? Let's put it to you guys. What do you think about having a community that's a little bit more specific to what late nights are? They are a hangout session. Right. They are a place, a destination where. We can go and discuss things and have like hash out ideas, wrong or right, in public and with each other in the safety and the confines without worrying about, you know, like ridicule and
right.
Meanies.
Meanies.
No meanies.
Get out of here, meanies.
Yeah. So, let me read just a. Here's how it starts, and this is actually why this is actually why he said I had a bad he intuited that I had a bad feeling against it, because it's pretty obvious that I did, yeah. that I did at the time of writing this. Okay, so it happens now. This is my narrating voice.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It happens every year.
These are my.
Your romance novel.
Romance novel. Okay.
You brush the hair behind her ear.
These are my listening ears. They look the same as mine.
They look exactly the same. Okay. It happens every year to you, to me, to everyone. But today, it's my turn. Wake up. Rub the sleep out of my eyes. Reach for my phone on the nightstand. Where the hell is the snooze button? Wipe it. Swipe it. Power off. What day is it? Oh, yeah. It's my birthday. That's my narration. Do you like
it? You're so happy.
But then this next paragraph. I used to love this. I thought it was special. I thought I was special. When did I start dreading my birthday? I feel like I've always been this old. Even when I was 19. That's right. Even when I was young, I was old. And he was like, so you're dreading, but you're happy about it? I don't get it. And I was like, oh, maybe I was dreading. So I'm thinking about, like, I've progressed a lot in the past 5 days since I've written this, that, you know, this birthday this year is definitely a time of reflection. I'll continue reading just so I can, like, make this a little bit more clear. Did you have a comment?
No.
You leaned in so carefully to say no. I like the way you handle that mic. Okay. I don't celebrate birthdays like you probably do. This is me reading. Like most people I know, I don't want a party or to go out for drinks with friends. I don't want presents or a cake, although I probably do want the cake.
One second. I think for a fact you want the cake.
I do love cake. I want to be alone on my birthday. I want to isolate myself and remember my entire life.
Right.
Have you ever seen that one movie? It's like this really bad comedy with this one guy who's like a country musician, and it's like supposed to be like a spoof of Johnny Cash, but and it's got the one guy from Step Brothers.
I haven't seen a spoof of Johnny Cash.
It's not necessarily a spoof, but it's like a satire of the whole, like, but there's this one part where they're like, he's like, there's tons and tons of crowd in the stadium, and he's like ready to go on stage, and he's in the back, he's backstage, and he's just like has his hand on the wall, and he's like, leaning against the wall, and his head is down, his cowboy hat is low, and his eyes are closed. And then his like somebody from the stadium comes up to him and goes, you know, Mr. I forget the name of the, whatever. It wasn't a great movie, but this part really stuck with me. He goes, Mr. blah, blah, blah. And his stagehand goes, whoa, and like stops him. And he goes, Mr. let's call him Cowboy Face. I don't know.
Right.
Mr. Cowboy Face can't go on stage yet. Why? Before he goes on stage, he remembers his entire life. Okay. And like that kind of stuck with me. Like before this guy could go out and perform for this crowd, before he could be the person he needed to be for them, he needed to relive his entire life. And that actually kind of, it cleverly sets the stage for the film, right? Go through his entire life at that point. But anyway, I've always really liked that. The idea of remembering your entire life.
Right.
So I started this a few years ago, and each year I try to like find a different way of remembering my life.
Reflection.
Right? Reflection, yeah. And just to be clear, this wasn't inspired by the movie. I just like the way he presents that idea.
Right.
When I turned 30, I made a playlist of 30. I made a blog about it, but I chose 30 songs that represented stages of my life, things that I enjoyed it. And, you know, the interesting thing about music is that when you're listening to music, music has this way of instantly transporting you to a new place or even
an old place,
right? A different place, a different time. And if it's a new song, maybe it'll take you somewhere else. If it's a song from your childhood, you listen to it and immediately you're 17 again.
Right.
You're 4 again. You know, if it's Twinkle Twinkle. And so I made this playlist, 30 songs for 30 years. And then last year, I took 30 photographs of my face. Okay. 31, actually.
31.
I'm turning 32 this year. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going. You're like a baby. I hate your stupid baby face. I took 30 photographs of my face. And I like looked at them for a long time and thought about them, thought about my face for a long time. And indeed, I made a wallpaper for my desktop.
Right.
You know what a wallpaper is?
Yeah.
And in the corner was like you know, 11,162 days down. And I did an estimate of my lifespan. I'm going to live till I'm 86, by the way.
Oh, long life.
Yeah. And hopefully. That's, well, it was like my estimation because I don't smoke, I don't drink and blah, 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 blah. Right. So I'm going to live 86 years old. I didn't tell them that I eat Taco Bell, but they didn't ask. So I'll take the 86 and run. So the rest of the day. So I have like 20,652 days to go.
You're a third of the way there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm put this desktop on my work computer and my home computer. And, the shot that I chose, it really looks like Travis is a deer in the headlights. It looks like you're going to get like ran over by
life,
whatever is coming at you. My face is long and open and like there's a stupid look on my face, like surprised, and the light is like directly in front, kind of like a ring light.
Right.
So like it's like really good for looking like a complete idiot.
Right.
And the annotation on there is basically like run because you only have this many days / chances left.
Right.
And a lot of people that I, you know, they'd come over to my desk and be like, why do you do this? It's very odd. Why do you do this? And they would see the, and they're like, that's very morbid.
Right. Your countdown is very morbid.
The countdown. Yeah. Very morbid. They're like, number one, it's weird that you look at your face all the time. Number two, it's weird and morbid that you're like counting down the days of your death. In fact, I have another post on my blog. It's called the Doomsday Countdown or it's something. Doomsday
down. Clock.
And it literally uses JavaScript and as a counter. It's counting down until I'm supposed to be dead.
Right.
And it's no longer 20,000 anymore.
No.
It's like that you feel that, like, I don't know if you can feel when I said that my butthole clenched. I kind of like obsess a little bit about my death.
Right.
In fact, I wasn't going to share this with you, but this makes perfect sense right now. I was messing with this microphone last night.
Right.
Or the other night, and Jaina, my wife, we started talking about my funeral.
Right.
And I recorded it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You recorded your funeral procession and...
Well, my funeral plans, yeah. Like, what's going to happen? What does she plan to do? And like, we talked about it. Yeah. And it's not like a new conversation. I was like, do you remember? Like, and she's like, yeah, I remember. And I asked her, and she told me outright, like, what's going to... So, anyway, I have this...
So why'd you read that?
Why what?
Why'd you read your note to...
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, because I want to talk about how to remember.
All right, let's talk about that.
Thanks for pulling me on track. I do like our sidetracks.
Yeah, no, sidetracks are good.
I like them. So, this year, do you know what a haiku is?
I do know a haiku. It's a short form poem that follows a stanza or like a 2-4-2 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It has a very strict construction.
Right.
And there is an American form of poetry similar to a haiku called a loon.
Loon.
L-U-N-E. And there's a few ways of writing loons, but one of them is to write, so you don't have to count syllables.
Okay, yeah.
Just count words.
Count words.
353.
353. Mm-hmm. Three words, five words, three words.
That's what I meant.
One sentence or commas.
Oh, this is poetry, so do whatever the hell you want.
It is poetry.
It's poetry, well, technically.
Now I know. It is.
I love poetic license because, you know, whatever. that's what poetic license says to me. Eh, whatever. Anyway, so this year I wrote 30 poems.
30 poems?
Well, 32, actually.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I was like, you cannot count. I forget. I forget how old I am a lot.
So you have a bad memory.
I have a terrible memory. No, this is true. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
What day is it? I forget a lot of things, including how old I am. I forgot when I got married. I thought I got married at 25.
When did you get married? Hold on. You got married at 22?
Yeah. 22. I was walking around the earth thinking I got married when I was 25. And I was talking to my wife last night when I was writing the poems. I was trying to correlate them with the years that I've lived. And I said, can I ask you a few questions? Yeah. And she's like, you know, the inquisitive,
yeah.
And I go, and please don't judge me for anything, and please don't ask any questions.
Right.
Don't ask me why. I want to know these things. So, okay.
So she played along.
Okay. She did a little. She started asking questions. She's not very good at playing. she's not very good at being kept in the dark. She hates surprises, but she loves surprises because she's a girl. Yeah. But she hates surprises because she's Jaina. Right. So I said, "What? How old was I when we got married?" She told me I was 22. And I believe her.
And she judges you.
And then the judging commenced. But no, she let me know the years that, you know, when we got married, when our children were born and stuff like
that. Right, right.
Because it's hard for me to count backwards from four.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I made, here they are. They're 32 poems.
That's really cool. I'm excited for this.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, they're horrible. You know, what I like about them is that they just kind of discover I tried to like imagine being that person again.
Okay.
Being that child, being that teenager, being that young adult. And I tried to think of something that happened that year and express just that little point of data. This doesn't mean that the whole year I was happy or the whole year I was sad.
Right.
It just means that like I had an experience that year and this is what it was.
Right.
And this is an abstract of it.
Yeah, this is cool. This is maybe you try this on your own. This is pretty cool. I'm talking to our listeners. It's something I'd like to try.
Well, that's the point of this podcast. I mean, I'm going around going through this in a very personal way.
Right.
I mean,
right.
my birthdays are very unusual because they're very reflective, very solemn, very almost depressing.
Right. I think you're doing this for you.
This is me.
We know this.
Thank you for comforting me, and that's what I like about what we do, Los, is that I feel like you're not judging me. This is good, and we have gotten comments on our work so far that we go off into tangents too much.
Right,
but
right. Join us, guys.
Just come with us.
We're trying to provide value.
The point is, it's a late night.
It's late night
with Trav and Los
at 3:25.
Again, look at me. Look at me right now. I am making excuses for what I'm talking about out of fear.
Right.
I'm afraid. I'm just being honest. I'm afraid that when people hear this, they will not think that it's valuable. They will think that this is because we're not talking about mentorship.
Right.
We're not talking about presenting designs. We're not talking about creative flow.
Right.
We're not talking about, you know, technical skills or principles, design principles. And that's most likely what they've tuned in for.
Right.
Because this is our usual content. But I just really, I'm having those days. I'm having that day.
Yeah.
Every year I have this day where... And I don't get to share it with 200 people.
Yeah.
I get to share it with 3 people.
Yeah.
But today I get to share it with 200.
Yeah. And this is what's cool. I like it's humanizing, right?
Yeah.
Guys, we suck at life as
so
well.
Bad. So bad.
Right. And so here we are. This is cool. I'm excited.
Do you want me to read some? Of these poems?
And I want you to read all of them.
No. I mean, not all of them.
Okay. What was it? Every odd one, because the even ones have the answers on the back.
It's true. The answers are right here in the back. I'll just pick like 3.
Yeah, pick the most.
I'll pick 3.
Yeah.
And I'll try not to make them like super sad or anything. Yeah. Here's number one. Here's my first birthday.
First birthday.
Imagine I've just come out of the birth canal.
Right. So this is zero. This is zero.
Zero.
This is wet baby.
Gross.
I mean, they don't come out dry.
They did not come out dry. Oh, gross. All right. This child here, he has so much potential hidden under need.
Hidden under need. That is true.
Hmm?
I like that one.
And it's very general. Any baby.
Any baby
can like relate to that. Like all the babies in the audience are like, yeah.
I have so much need.
So much potential hidden under my need. Like I got needs and under that, all those potentials.
I'm hungry, but I'm going to grow.
Wah. Boobies. Here's one when I was 6.
So 2 of yours are before 10 that you're choosing to talk about. I'm just making a note of that.
Oh, yeah. No, I just scrolled and I just picked. Okay. It's random.
Oh, okay.
The lottery.
Lottery.
Uh-huh. 6 years old.
Okay.
I was sick. I put a word in. I injected a word. And when you're doing a loon, can't inject words because each word has a cost.
Right.
Let me try again. I was sick. Had to do extra homework. Yes, I cried. I remember this day when I was like, you know, I was like in first grade. I was 6 years old. And is that how it works? Five is kindergarten. Yeah. So, and I came back to school and I was like, hey, I had a day off. Woo! I was sick. And then my teacher made me do the assignment, the extra work. And all my friends got to go out and play. And I was crying. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't hold it back.
That's so good. Mm. You're six.
I was six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's when I was 12.
All right.
We are brothers. We will always be friends. More than that.
Your siblings.
Yeah. That's from my brother. Mm. I have a very, very intertwined and strong yet strained relationship with my brother.
Strained.
Mm. Towards the later years.
Right.
Yeah. We chose different paths in life. And, you know, recently, if I'm not too personal, he called me, and which was unexpected, you know. And, yeah, let's not go. That's not good. It was really good, though.
All right.
It was good. This is when, I was 17.
Okay.
Right? This is fun. Is this fun?
This is fun.
I like it's fun. I like it. If you don't think it's fun, shut up.
No, I do think it's fun.
Okay, good.
I wanted you to read them all, and you're like, I'm going to do three, and now you're doing four.
Okay. 17.
17.
This is rage. Take what mess we have, make it beautiful.
Okay.
I was,
tell me more about this one.
Yeah, no, when I was 17, when I was a kid, I was a very angry kid. I had a lot of anger. And
so angry.
I was very, dude, I was an a-hole. Everybody I knew, yeah, I was a mean kid. I was a mean person. I was not nice. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because I'm nice now. Hey, right. I'm nice now. But I was so mean. It was, like, heartbreaking how, like, hateful I was to everybody. And I went through this, like, long funk. And a part of that, not the only part, but a part of it was that I was into heavy metal, and I was I was in a band.
Right.
I was a singer in a band, so I'd scream and thrash and, like, break things for every... And we went to do concerts and, like... bloody people's faces and stuff.
Right.
It was really, really aggressive music and really aggressive scene. Where, okay. Anyway, so that's what this poem is about taking the rage and looking at this mess of what we think. You're 17, so your life is not right. A mess. You're just an idiot.
But you think it's
You think it's a mess. Yeah, because you're 17.
Yeah.
and just making something artistic and beautiful and constructive out of it. That's what right. The poem's about.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's 22. Young and silly. Think you know things, but you still don't. Yeah. I think that's everybody at 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You're just so stupid. Here's 28.
Okay. 28.
I like this one. This is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
My little girl, you're such a precious little thing in my hands.
That's good. That's sweet.
Yeah, that's for my girl. I love her. I'll do one to balance that out, so I'll talk about my son.
Okay.
My son, Eames.
What year is this?
This is when I was 30.
Okay.
My son, Eames, are you ready to live? I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Mm. It's not as like flowery as right. Parker's, but if you know him,
you're there.
It makes sense. And then I'll just do today.
Okay.
The third. This is today. This poem is for 32, which is 32. Today.
32.
Okay. I, us, we have found a place to be happy.
I'm nodding my head.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the last one. That's the 32. And now, okay. I'm going to put a pin in that exercise. I have a list of exercises to do in the podcast. This is one, this podcast, this conversation with you, with everyone, is actually one of the experiences that I've organized. You know how I said, can I host? Right. This is one of the experiences that I've organized for my birthday. Okay. So the day is not over. This is a part of it. We're living through it. Another thing that I've done today, and again, the greater context of this conversation is about reflection, and it's about finding new and interesting and novel ways to relive for some specific reasons. Right. And let me tell you why. These are all a part of the experience for me, the birthday experience. Like I said, I don't go out and have a party. I do this, and this is a part of it. And so why? Right? Now we can take this in the larger context of the benefits of reflection, the benefits of re-experiencing and of understanding why you are where you are. So here are a few of the benefits. This gives me insight into my growth areas over the years and also my lack areas. I can see where I have fallen down, what caused me to have distress, and also what caused me to have great joy.
Right.
This also informs me to have better goals, and it helps me to have informed decisions while making those goals. It connects me with my past, and also deepens my gratitude for what I have now.
Right.
In a way, it teaches me how I operate as a person. Mm-hmm. A lot of the problem that you have with people who make stupid choices is because they don't understand why they make stupid choices.
Right.
So this teaches me why I do those things.
It's self-reflection to understand yourself is part of it.
It keeps me honest, and a part of that is to avoid my own hype, and like you called it avoid a
confirmation bias.
Right, similar. So when you're working as a designer or when you're doing things in public like dev tips or this, people will tweet you and they'll be so gracious and so nice, thank you, that meant a lot to me. And just even like not in a public space, but at work, you know, I designed something awesome, or you know, like, look at my cool thing. There is a danger for people who do creative work to allow themselves to be, like, let their identity be swept up in accolades, in congratulations, in praise. So what this reflection does is it lets you realign yourself with the truth of the matter.
Right.
You are a human.
Right.
You make mistakes. You can influence yourself to be happy or sad, and very little of that has to do with what people think of you.
Yes.
And kind of lights a fire under your butt.
Yeah. So this reflection, I know you do it every birthday. Do you do it at any other points?
Well,
do you do it as in depth?
I don't make like art installations about it all the time.
Right.
But I'm an unsentimental person.
Right.
And that may seem strange for somebody who's talking for like an hour and a half about this stuff, right?
Right.
But I am not sentimental at all. And what this allows me to do is to have empathy and sentiment and use emotions that I don't usually use.
Right.
And bring them to bear on real world questions like, what am I going to do next year? And how do I really treat people, and how should I be treating them?
Right.
Things like that. It forces me to slow down and not focus on output, which I'm week by week, like this week, you know what? This week, I don't have a video ready. I have no idea what I'm going to do for dev tips.
Okay.
Until we walked in here, I had seven topics to cover because I did not know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So this is a very weird time for me because I'm trying not to focus on creative output, which is my default mode.
Right.
Every conversation I'm had, I'm like, can I record this? Every kind of like new thing I learn, I'm like, how could I help people to understand this?
Right.
You know, something like, that's like my default mode
right.
at this point in my life. But this like is a different mode. It's very selfish, and it's very also like isolated and not about other people, but it affects other people.
Right.
So your question a few seconds ago is, do I do this other times?
Right.
I am not a sentimental person, but I'm a very self-aware person, and I'm a very self-evaluating person. And that is probably the one attribute that has saved my life in the context of like what happened to my brothers or, let me give you like a real world example.
Okay.
I remember when I was in school, in high school, and we were leading up to our senior year and my friends were like, ugh, can't wait till I'm out of this place.
Right.
Like, I want to be a grown up or what, you know, they would say, I want to be a grown up, but that was like the intention. Like I want to be, you know, I can't wait till I'm done. I'm sick of this place. I want to get out. And I would always be like, meh.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want to go anywhere. I like it.
Yeah.
And then when I would, get close to the end of the, you know, the end of the year, and people like signing yearbooks and crying and stuff. Right. I never want to leave you. I miss you. I would be like, I'll see, like, this is cool. I like this.
Yeah.
But I'll see you again, maybe.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're friends. We're enjoying this moment. And then afterwards, I'd meet friends, like, you know, a year or two later, and they're like, remember back then, bro? We ruled the halls, bro. This is so cool. You know, and like people have this weird nostalgia, and I don't. I don't really have a lot of nostalgia in the way that nostalgia keeps you from progressing forward.
Okay.
I don't want to go back to school.
Right.
Not because I didn't like it. I loved it. But I also love where I'm at now, and I don't want to go back. Does that make sense? Like, when I was like 20 and 22, like, you know, you're like this kind of invincible kind of...
Right.
Make out with every girl you see kind of person. And that was really cool, like... But would I want to go back? Absolutely not.
Right.
You know, so like there's this like way I have of not being sentimental, but being like aware and I'm losing the word for it, but like just introspective.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different, right? Sentimentality and introspectiveness are completely different. Where it's helped me to be present.
Mm.
Okay, and being present is extremely valuable if you want to survive. And you could be surviving as something as simple as high school.
Mm-hmm.
You could be surviving something as a difficult marriage, or a war, right?
Right.
But being present is the single best utility that you will have in not only surviving, i.e. making it through, but thriving.
Right. Right. I think thriving is the key word.
Yeah. 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 I said surviving a little bit ago to make room for thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because thriving is what you want to be doing in all of these experiences. You want to be present so that you can be aware and take the most out of it and carry that forward into new experiences. And that's what this reflection does. It allows you to reset, go back to everything, relive it all so that you can be here now. And don't worry about what came before.
Yeah, I'm thinking of simplifying that into like three words.
Go ahead.
Which would be, not three words, but a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just survive, comma, reflect to thrive.
Did you make a loon? Is that a loon?
No.
You should make a loon. They're not that hard. It's just three words. Five words, three words. So I also go on a vision quest.
Vision quest.
That's what I call it. So I isolate myself quite a bit. I take the day off of work and I go on a hike. And today I walked around this kind of like it's a wetland near my house, and it's very beautiful. There's like ducks and stuff.
Right.
My wife goes, "Did you see your spirit animal?" I go, "Yeah, I saw a duck." And so I go out there and I like just meditate and I think, and I took all my poems, I read them all again, and I listened to my soundtracks. Like, I'm bringing all these things back into it.
Right, right.
I listened to my soundtrack as I was walking around and thinking about who that boy was, who that child was, who that man was. And
I'm curious. I'm going to interject. What's the song for this year?
No, I only made 30.
I know you only made 30. I was just wondering if you... added, if you add to that.
I really like this Lord soundtrack or sound.
Right.
Song.
So
can I even say a word? I really like his Lord song, and that was the night that Jaina and I had sex on the beach.
Uh-huh.
It was so that's kind of going to be the one for me.
That's the one for this. It was
amazing.
Okay, so you're saying you bring all this with you and this vision quest?
Yeah, I had my phone and I had a notebook. And,
right, but you're bringing these.
I bring the past. Like,
yeah, I'm not saying you have like a jukebox on your shoulder.
That would be awesome.
No, that would be a vision.
I can like my high tops, my leather jacket, mohawk, glasses that like one strip of plastic across my face, and I was reviewing all these poems. And I wanted to find the data point within there that meant the most to me and means the most to me now.
Okay.
And I thought of, you know, simply put, it's happiness, right?
Okay.
And that's going to be...
That's your data point, happiness.
That's how I'm going to measure my life this year.
Okay.
When was I happy? When was I not?
2014.
What?
Or this year.
No. When was I a happy person? In my life, when am I a not happy person?
Okay.
And I used these poems... as
barometer,
as the input.
Mm-hmm.
Right, input and then process and then output, was I happy or not?
Okay.
And I I charted them out.
Can you add this to the show notes?
This, you know what I'm gonna do?
No, I don't.
This is how would you I'm going to make an interactive experience.
And okay, so right now Travis is holding a graph on like a field notes kind of
mm-hmm.
Paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dot chart with lines connecting to it.
It's just a graph.
It's just a graph.
A graph of points. And the x-axis is in the middle of the graph.
Why did you choose to put it in the middle? Is that your happiness level?
Mm-hmm. That's neutral.
Plus or minus is above and below.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's neutral.
Do you see? Do you see my teenage years?
Oh, those are your teenage. Oh, this is from 0 to 32.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is not just this year.
No. This is my whole life. Right now, you're looking at the happiness graph of my whole life.
I'm looking at 12,000 days.
Something like that. I'll have to go look at the count now. It's changed since 2 years ago, but yeah.
Dude, you were not a happy child in your teenage years.
I told you I was a mean and unhappy person.
So you're unhappy and mean. And now I'm looking at the end of this.
I'm doing good.
There's a curve. You're going up.
I'm a happy camper right now.
You're a happy camper. And you continue to get happier.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you know what?
You're happier than when you came out of your mom's womb right now.
Yeah, I was like, I was really debating that first, that first
Where's point. That first plot? Yeah.
And I'm like, well, like a baby comes out, like, are they pissed? They're crying. But they don't really have any context or... about anything. So I was like, well, I was safe.
You were
so
safe.
So many people were born into like problems right from the beginning. And I was like, you know, I had at least that much of a
It makes sense that you put it right above neutral.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't have any feedback on what was happening.
Because as we talked earlier, relating as you go, you had nothing to relate to.
Yeah.
But being in the womb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I put it above neutral because I didn't want it to be exactly neutral because I was at least safe and born in a hospital, a clean place.
Right.
So I'm happy with that.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And yeah. So this is more, I mean, while this does represent my overall happiness of the year, it more specifically represents the tone of the poem that I wrote that represents a moment that I think happened in that year.
Okay.
So it's very, like, there's a lot of layers there.
There are.
So I'm going to make, my plan is to make an interactive experience with this. You can go to my website, and it's not going to be by the time you're reading this, it probably won't be done.
No, it won't be done.
My blog is a slow thing now.
With dev tips in the way.
Yeah. Everything else gets in the way. But it's definitely like a place where, you know, I think about things.
Right.
And this is one of them. I want to kind of like make this a place where you can like scrub through and read the poems and kind of like correlate them to the different.
This will be fun to interact with once it's out.
I hope so. And I want to learn a few new technologies while doing it.
Right.
So it should. And then that's what I use my blog for. I use it to learn.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
The personal project is the new resume guy.
The personal project is the new resume. So here we are. I've talked about kind of my process of distilling my life. I do this once a year.
Right.
For the purpose of growth and reflection. And I don't know. Let me ask you. Do you do anything like this? Are your birthdays as dreaded as mine? Apparently.
No, but since I've been a friend of yours and how you reflect on your birthday.
What? Since you know that I've done this other years?
Well, yeah. Okay. Since 30, I've known you since your playlist. I met you when you were 29.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that, but I wasn't. I just didn't know.
And I knew you reflected. You have a bad memory.
I do. Okay. So number one, I do have a bad memory. Number two, I didn't want to make any assumptions of how involved you are in my personal.
Yeah. So you know, no, that's good. So. Journey. So. Yeah.
So. If you can hear thumping and thudding, that's because it's not a late night.
It's not a late night.
And the kids are home from school.
The kids are home from school. They're upstairs. And they're thumping and thudding.
But that's okay.
That's right.
It's a late afternoon.
It's late afternoon.
This is what you get.
This is what you get, guys. But it humanizes us. Mm. I mean, we're not audiophiles, as some podcasters are.
Although I hope this sounds good. I'm using like this mic. Check out this mic. Hello, 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 hello. It has an XY.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's cool about the podcast that went out today is that because we were sitting in a seat
right.
and I'm holding this microphone that has
it's a right, left
and right channels,
right.
It kind of feels like you're sitting in between.
Oh, that's between cool.
Us. Not entirely. There's, yeah. I mean, I'm moving the mic around a little bit.
Right,
but,
right.
But it's
that's
fun.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So like, watch out.
I'm in your right ear. I'm in your left ear. I'm in your right.
Left. That's right. Well, your microphone is only mono.
Well, I know. Sorry, guys. I'm in both
your
ears.
You're like right in the middle.
I'm always in both your ears.
Both your ears. Evenly. Which is good. And, you know, probably the best way to do it.
So your question. Since I've known you, I know you do this. And, okay. And so for a split moment, I start to reflect that way. I'm like, whoa, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
I start getting a little bit morbid. And you've rubbed off on me.
I'm a little bit morbid sometimes. not like in a gross, gory way.
No.
I'm just like really, really aware of my mortality.
Right, right.
And I'm scared. It scares the piss out of me.
Right, right.
I don't want to die. Not because I'm afraid to die.
Right.
But because I have so much to do.
Right, right, right.
And I feel like I'm not even close to being done.
Yeah. So no, I don't do reflection at such a scale that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You take the time. You craft the time to reflect on your birthday. Mm-hmm. And I think you have checkpoints or check-ins with yourself throughout the year that aren't as elaborate as the one that you do mm-hmm. on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You do that then more.
It's
than
not right. fun, by the way.
No,
it's not like a. I mean, I enjoy the outcomes,
right? But going through it, you don't like it.
It's a. I sat on alone in this trail. I lay down on the ground. It was weird. I was walking alone on this trail. I jumped the fence and I was walking into like. Where there would be no one else, you know,
right.
like a zoned off place.
Right.
And I just laid on the ground and cried for like a half an hour. Mm. And it wasn't sad though. That was the thing. Like, it's not fun.
Right.
But like, I was just like, it was really effective this year. Right. I was taken from a place where I'm this happy kid who finally understands suffering,
right.
who goes through this angst and right. then who has some shiz to deal with when they're in their 20s and then who finally is happy. And like that journey, I relived it today. And I'm not like, I think that it could be easy for somebody listening to this to say, Travis, this is ridiculous. And I, you know what, if I were you, I would say, yeah, it's probably ridiculous and not worth it. And to hear you say that you laid on the floor and water came out of your face and it wasn't like a it was like a, one of those you know, like the worst, like you're sucking on your lip, you know, like when a kid comes to you and he's like yeah. and he I miss it was like that. It was ridiculous. And I'm not trying to embellish, but and I'm just like saying like there, if you allow it, and if you make the time for it, and so it is hard to do this. It is right. hard to make the time for it.
Right.
When I walk into the house after my vision quest, Jane is like, "Hey, do you want to go to lunch?" And I'm like, I can't. And like all of this is coming out, right?
Right.
It's like a big therapy thing.
Right.
I don't have a therapist. I would love to have a therapist.
That'd be cool.
It's very California to say that, but but I would like one. Anyway, I don't have one. So this is like this kind of thing for me. And like, this is all coming in. And she's like, well, when are you going to be back? I'm like, I don't know. You know, like this whole thing. So it's not easy. It's not easy for you to go through this. It's not easy for your people around you who depend on you. My kids are like, where are you going, Dad? I'm like, I'm going to go and walk. Can I go too? Shut the door. Like, it's, you kind of have to be like a little bit like available to uncomfortable things.
Right.
And my life is not even a hard one. I'm because of the way I'm trying to be present, I'm fairly baggage free.
Right.
But I do this.
Right.
And this is why I'm baggage free. Right. Because I let it all come down on me.
Right.
And it compresses down on me and puts me dead to the floor and it comes out and it's
like an olive press.
Like an olive press, right? And that at the end of that immense pressure, you have this valuable olive juice.
Right. Right.
Which has many uses.
Many uses. Mm. So to answer your question, I don't do it to the level that you do.
Yeah.
And I'm lighter about it. And and I get into... I'm like a flash. I'm like a spark, right? Is I'll have sparks of this or sparks of creativity or sparks of like focus, right?
Yeah.
And that's something that I work on more now than earlier.
Well, in our conversations that I've had with you over the years, I think that you're very aware of things also. Like when you tell me about like the efforts that your dad put into raising his family in certain ways, despite his means.
Right.
And like how you as a child were aware of that.
Right.
And just about the mindful things you do with your own family now. Like example is in our first podcast, you talked about how you entreat Stone, your son, with without calling him smart, but you use those as learning moments. Instead of praise moments, they're learning moments and encouraging moments.
Right.
I think that you do have a lot of that built into it, into your daily.
Yeah, so it's incremental for me. It's like I think I do it a lot in small increments. I don't have a big release.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it maybe I don't know. See, I'm dealing with a lot, and also this is the first time that I've made this process very public.
Yeah.
And so I'm dealing with a lot of like anxiety that people won't appreciate what I'm talking about, and they'll think that I'm being fake or that I'm being like, I don't know, pretentious or something. Anyway, so let's just wrap this up. I'm tired of talking about it. I have a few more things to do today.
So where can they find us?
Okay. We're enjoying Twitter right now.
You can find us at Travinlos, our Twitter handle at Travinlos. Mm-hmm. If you go to the website at travinlos.com, you can see Travis and my personal Twitter accounts if you ever want to reach out.
Can I plug my newsletter?
Yeah. So I'm going there.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you do the plug party. I'll just sit it out.
Plug party. And you can go to travisnielsen.com and you can subscribe to Travis's newsletter, which really is his notes. It's kind of like a vision into his journaling, right?
Yeah, like that's what I'm thinking about it. Yep. That's how I'm approaching it.
Yep. You can also find Travis on, go to YouTube and search Dev Tips, and you'll see his ugly mug on there. And you can find me at losmontoya.com.
Yeah.
Those are our means of how you can contact us.
We're fairly available.
Fairly available.
If you're really super sleuthy, you can find our emails.
You can find our emails.
A lot of you do.
Yeah, we
appreciate that.
Yeah. And so thanks for listening. And if you enjoy this, leave a review on iTunes and spread the word if you want others to join in on a late night. Sweet.
Swag.